Hey y'all, it's Ray, the host of the Next Era podcast, where we chit and chat about what's going on in life while I drop personal gems from experience. So let's get into it.
Yeah, had to take a big, huge, deep breath because it's just so much going on. This week was just chaotic. I had to do a bonus episode. And I did a poll on my Instagram stories. I asked, what was y'all favorite episode? And a lot of people said the bonus episode. So I said, okay. Y'all just like to hear me gossip. But that's okay. I love a little gossip too. So it works out. Let's start with my birthday twin. Y'all notice it's only bald-headed people who are trying to say that her hair not real. Nobody with hair and edges is saying that Beyonce hair is not real. I need to know, why would Beyonce be bald-headed? A lot of people are bald-headed due to neglect, partially, I would say. Does she not strike y'all as a woman that takes care of herself and has resources? Like, let's BFFR. What else does the woman have to do to show y'all that that's her real hair? Like, besides her showing her scalp, I'm confused. From a production standpoint, like if I put my marketing production hat on, I can't even think of anything she could have done differently in the video that she just dropped to show y'all that that's her real hair. Like, I'm literally thinking, like, what else could she have done? And I came up with nothing. Like, showing scalp is as real as it can get, to me, in my opinion. I'm just like, what is really wrong with people? They be out here believing things in the media that they shouldn't believe. Like, they believe the made up stuff. Like, the stuff that's stretched. And then the things that are truth, full right in their face, they question it. And I'm like, it's so weird to me. Someone DM'd me and they were like, oh, well, you know, the rich, they have all kinds of tricks to fool us. I'm like, y'all are so weird. Those are the kind of people that always think that people are against them. And those kind of people need to stay away from me. Anyways, someone on Twitter said Beyonce probably melted K-tips into her hair. I said, excuse me? Y'all think she wants to convince y'all that bad that she would melt K-tips into her hair? That she would have someone invent an entire new process to convince y'all? Like, I am truly concerned. Let's think about all that would have to go into that. And the overarching question is, why do people think that Black women can't have long hair? And also, there's a strong correlation between having money and the health of hair. For me personally, I saw my hair become more healthy the more money that I made because I could afford different products. So imagine somebody the caliber of Beyonce. She has access to a hairstylist who can actually manage and like fully pay attention to her hair. That's probably their sole job. I feel like the products I even use right now are pretty pricey. And if I had more money, I would find products that were even better. And I'm sure that those products would cost even more. If I had a stylist that was on payroll around the clock, I also feel like my hair would be even more healthy. Like, come on, guys, let's do the math. But when I look back at my hair in college when I was broke, please, especially when I had that color, cringe. I feel like that goes for skincare products as well. But that's one thing about me. I'm going to spend money on products and services. Botox me, facial me, laser me. But anyways, while we're talking about Beyonce's internet, let's talk about how Amanda Seales keeps getting on it, aggravating me so bad. It's always something with her. I don't even click on videos that have her in them anymore because the headline is always something about her complaining. Amanda, so nobody in Hollywood likes you? Just nobody in Hollywood likes you, huh? Everybody is against you. Maybe it's time for you to find a new job, Amanda. Be an esthetician or something. Like, have you ever wondered about switching careers and pivoting? Because I'm tired of the complaining. Like, has Amanda ever thought, maybe Hollywood isn't for me. Maybe I'm an East Coast girly. She just strikes me as someone who wants to be liked so bad, but she's not liked as much as she feels like she deserves, and it eats her up. She really gives me, like, please like me. Don't y'all see how cool I am? Don't y'all see that I stand for the truth? Like me, please like me. Girl, shut up. But after like so much complaining, don't don't she know that people just lose credibility when all they do is complain? Like, girl, it's literally always something. I wouldn't want you on my set either. Like, I would be afraid to even come in contact with her for the fear that she would turn something that seems like nothing into something big. And then I would wake up one day and be in the headlines. Like, imagine Issa's face when she woke up and saw that she was in the headlines about Amanda Seals. She probably ain't seen Amanda since the last time Amanda was on Insecure. So I feel like Issa will A, clap back in like a funny or sarcastic way that will become a meme or something. And or B, she's probably going to say nothing at all. So either or. But y'all ever know of them people who complain and they be like, so-and-so did this to me and treated me this way. And then you spend time with them and you realize that they're the problem. That's what Amanda gives. Like, please, even if some of what you're saying is true, it's just at this point, it's just too much. It's just like, can you just be quiet? But when I tell you she do be running up them impressions and streams and views, and so does Club Shay Shay. And they know that. I would love to see the analytics behind Club Shay Shay. Because when I tell you the digital strategy and the content planning and that content calendar, honey, they be pumping out content. They be pumping out those shareable clips every single episode. And honestly, that's a talent in itself. And I'm sure that Amanda is monetizing off of that. If not, she need to be. Because I'm just thinking like, Amanda, what is the end goal of all this complaining? Do you want to be booked more? Because I just don't think that this is the way to go, Amanda. And also, I feel like there's a specific group of people who feel bad for other people easily. Like, they oversympathize with sob stories. And I feel like that's the group who supports Amanda. But anyways, while we talk about the internet still, a lot of my topics are about the internet this week. This TikTok ban. Joe Biden playing on y'all top. They are not going to ban TikTok. Because guess what? If they were going to, they would have. They playing around. Because how long has this been in talks? That's one thing about the U.S. They will fearmonger. And it's so sad. The media outlets, they incite fear amongst their citizens. And that's why so many people in the U.S. have anxiety. It's because of the media. But that's another topic for another epi. They can't fool me. They're not banning TikTok. If they do, it will be a riot. There will be protests. Watch. You know how many people are addicted to TikTok? There will literally be an uprising. I don't know how it's going to play out, but it won't be banned. And when I think about like the regulations around censorship and freedom of speech and X, Y, and Z in the U.S., it makes me kind of think about all the rules and regulation over in China. Do y'all know that people in China, they can't use Google? But guess what? They be on it. I don't know how they be on it, but they be on it. And that's what's going to happen with TikTok if it does get banned in the U.S. The U.S. is so mad that they are not making money off of TikTok. Well, if they are, they are mad that they're not making enough money off of TikTok. And I personally believe that TikTok Shop is impacting Amazon's revenue. Once TikTok came out with TikTok Shop, the U.S. said, not too much. Not too much. A lot of Amazon vendors are also expanding to TikTok Shop. It's money to be made, okay? I don't think it's far-fetched for TikTok Shop to get bigger than Amazon one day. That's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. But hear me out. TikTok not gonna go out like no pump. They got something up their sleeves, trust me. I don't know how it's gonna end, but TikTok will not be banned. The U.S. is just so mad that the reach and the information on TikTok is so much better than their fully owned news outlets. Like, they are punching the air. But anyways, Joe Biden, you do not scare me, okay? Let's check back in 6 months because they have 12 months to figure something out. So I was thinking, technically, this can't even impact the presidential election because it won't be hashed out in time. But what it will do is make a certain demographic pay more attention to politics, which I do think is a strategic play. Joe Biden, he said, y'all won't be able to penalize me and not vote for me if TikTok is banned, but I will get y'all's attention leading up to the election. But if it is banned, I feel like everybody's just going to go over to IG, which is what they want. People don't really care for real that IG is broken right now. People just moved over to TikTok. Anyways, moving on. I know these airlines are so mad that they can't scam anymore. They are over there scrambling, okay? Like, what? We got to put in real effort to return people's bags now? Oh, no. So if you're late, the Department of Transportation is rolling out new rules. Airlines must now give you an automatic cash refund, not a credit, if, well, under these circumstances, I'm going to tell y'all, if your flight is delayed over 3 hours, if it's canceled, if the plane has changed, if your seat is downgraded, if the Wi-Fi is not working, and if a lost check bag is not returned in 12 hours. Now, that is a big one. I'm still not going to check my bag, though, because I don't trust them. A refund is cool and all, but like nothing sucks more than being on a trip and not having your stuff. I will go to extreme measures to not check a bag. Even if I put an AirTag in it, I'm still not trying to check a bag because, like I said, nothing sucks more than not having your stuff on a trip. So here's the juicy part. The airline has to refund your money within 7 business days. And I like that because, you know, they be trying to do that little 30-day rule. I wish that they would return my money as quick as they took it out when I bought the flight, but I will take the 7 days, I guess. But I'm glad they did something about these airlines because they was really running amok with no regulations. They was just like vibes. I support this. I'm happy that they're making the skies friendly again because these airlines were so nasty and so rude. So more about some laws or policies, rules that have been passed this past week. The FTC passed a rule that eliminates non-compete clauses in people's work contracts. So in fifth grade language, you can now legally work at multiple companies within the same space or category. So basically they said inflation is inflating. We not gonna do nothing about that. So we just gonna let y'all legally work more than one job in the same field. I feel like they said, okay, here, we gonna give y'all something. Make something shake with this. This will open opportunities for y'all to make more money. I really feel like with this new rule, they acknowledge people are now working multiple jobs. Like, yeah, we see y'all struggling having to work multiple gigs. We're not going to do anything to prevent y'all having to do that. We see y'all. We're just not going to make it easier. So rather than lowering the cost of stuff, we're just going to let y'all work two jobs in the same category. Like, please, I am on to them. But let me tell y'all this, the companies are not going for that. If you think the companies are going for letting people work for them and their competitors, you've bumped your heads. Like imagine Revlon and Estee Lauder knowing you're working for both of them. Please. I think that these companies are going to find some loophole to make it illegal. I think they're going to do something with like making it against the rules to work another job during certain hours, or they're probably going to do something with the confidentiality clause, but they'll figure it out because companies love to make it hard for us regular folk. Whew. A lot has happened this week, but y'all stay safe out there. Mwah. Anyways, that's it for now. Make sure y'all check out the show notes, screen record, screenshot, do whatever you gotta do to tell a friend to tell a friend about the Next Era podcast. And make sure you guys follow my podcast so you can see when I drop a new episode every Wednesday. Ciao. Talk soon.